The city of Mosul, Iraq, has lived under the repressive rule of ISIS for more than 2 years. It's the largest city ISIS controls, with maybe a million people still living inside. Now, government forces and their allies are pushing toward Mosul. They say the battle could take weeks or months. They insist they will retake the city. But then what? NPR's Alice Fordham reports.
In the northern Iraqi city of Erbil, about 50 miles from Mosul, I meet a man who fled after living under ISIS for about a year. He'd been living in Mosul all his life.
My mind is fully with memories, friends, home. You know, my home. I born there.
He's still too afraid of ISIS to let me give his name or even his occupation, but he's a professional in his 30s with a family. And when I ask about returning home if the city is retaken, he says something that surprises me.
I'm missing the home, but going back to home is like killing myself.
I ask why he'd say that.
There's no law for years, coming years. The government is weak.
No law, he says, because he doesn't trust the security forces and he doesn't trust the politicians who are now in exile, but plan to resume running Mosul once ISIS is defeated.
No one can ask us to trust in these guys.
He doesn't trust these guys because he doesn't believe they will keep the city safe. He thinks there will be chaos and revenge killing. Some people in Mosul worked with ISIS during their brutal, sadistic rule, and he fears that not just the perpetrators, but their families will be subjected to vigilante violence. He doesn't want to be caught in the middle.
I don't want to go back there.
I speak to other displaced people who say they'll never go back. They don't trust local officials because they see them as corrupt and inefficient. That's an assessment Western diplomats here tacitly agree with. And people blame the security forces for ISIS being able to take the city in a lightning assault 2 years ago. When I meet with Iraqi officials, they're happy to talk about the planning that's gone into the military strategy to retake Mosul, but are much less specific on how to hold and govern it. I meet with the governor of the province, Nawfal Hamadi Sultan. He says it's very simple. Anyone who worked with ISIS will be dealt with according to Iraqi law. He refers to ISIS by the Arabic name, Daesh.
He worked with Daesh, he go to the jail.
And what about the families, I ask. He switches to Arabic. He says any family which had a father or brother in ISIS, they will all leave. To clarify, I ask if that includes women and children. He says yes. I ask where they'll go.
Maybe outside of Iraq.
I ask where outside of Iraq. From across an enormous desk, he shrugs. Maybe Syria or Turkey. And when I ask if he's talking about, say, 5 or 10% of the current population of Mosul, he says, sure, maybe. That would be tens of thousands of people. A look at the rest of Iraq indicates the people of Mosul have reason to be fearful for their future. Several major cities have been retaken from ISIS, but the government has been unable or unwilling to provide security and services there. There's a lot of people still waiting to go home. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Erbil, Northern Iraq.